The Unique Shoes of the Terracotta Warrior from Emperor Qin Shi Huang's Tomb. The shoes on a kneeling archer in the Terracotta Army display, remarkable craftsmanship, showcasing the advanced skills of artisans during the Qin Dynasty. 50 years after its discovery, China's famous Terracotta Army is gradually revealing its secrets. Since the life-sized clay figures were first found by a group of farmers digging a well, these sculptures have provided intriguing insights into the soldiers of the Qin Dynasty, the first to unify China in 221 BCE under Emperor Qin Shi Huang. Detailed examinations of the Terracotta Warriors from burial pits near the Emperor's Mausoleum, northeast of Xi'an, help researchers understand ancient life under the Qin Dynasty, from military attire to soldiers' backgrounds, according to the BBC. Shoes were not initially the focus in these 2,200-year-old sculptures, armed with real weapons and organized in military formations to protect Qin Shi Huang in the afterlife. However, preliminary analysis suggests this humble accessory played an essential role in the Qin army, contributing to its combat success. Two Chinese researchers analyzed the shoes on a kneeling archer statue, the only terracotta warrior excavated so far with an exposed sole. They then created a replica using traditional shoemaking techniques and materials that the Qin artisans would have used. Comparing the replica with two modern shoe designs, they found the recreated shoes remarkably flexible, providing superior comfort, stability, and efficiency. The soles also demonstrated impressive slip resistance in wet conditions. According to Chana, a graduate researcher at the School of Biomass Science and Engineering at Sichuan University in Chengdu, the shoemaking process was unique, displaying high craftsmanship. What surprised Cha the most was the multi-layered sole, woven from silk tree fibers, glued, stitched, and tightly pressed together. Holding the modern replica of a shoe that Qin soldiers may have worn more than 2,000 years ago, I was astounded by its intricacy, Cha shared. I could picture needles passing through the multiple layers, forming neat stitches. The sole was incredibly soft and flexible. The kneeling warrior's shoe sole is divided into three sections, each with a different number of stitches. The toe section has the most stitches, followed by the heel and midsole areas. This design was also replicated in the researcher's model, reflecting user needs for comfort, support, and durability. Absorbent materials in the heel also helped soldiers in damp conditions, while the non-slip sole allowed them to move securely over rugged terrain. To date, researchers have excavated only around 2,000 terracotta warrior statues, with more discovered each year. Excavating the entire army may still take considerable time, according to Chinese archaeologists. These findings will continue to reveal new information about life in ancient China under the Qin Dynasty. Clearly, the skills and craftsmanship of those who created these figures are as impressive as the military might that the army represents.